Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and I guess about 2 months ago, I put out a final Invasion of Privacy episode called RIP IOP question mark, and then I took it down after a week because I was talking a lot about the Epstein files and other things, and I did sound a bit crazy talking about it, so I took it down after a week because I did feel self-conscious. And this episode is going to be possibly maybe the last Invasion of Privacy. I'm definitely giving it a rest because I've started a new podcast called Playing with the Paranormal with my two co-hosts. My husband, CG Wolf, will be there, and our good friend, Chris Kelly, who is a Bigfoot expert. And he's just also really into all sorts of things paranormal. He's going to be our other co-host. And I would love for you guys to go and check it out. Subscribe to it on Apple and Spotify. So I wanted to let you all know to please go and find Playing with the Paranormal on Spotify, Apple. And I started a YouTube channel. It has the full video episodes if you want to watch and listen. But anyway, I am going to give a full episode here because there are some things I want to talk about, but I really wanted to make sure you guys all know to go and find my other podcast, please, if you enjoy the paranormal. And I do want to say Invasion of Privacy has had many different forms, and all of them were great. I started this podcast with Joe Sanegato, who is doing great. He still has a very large following. And then it became just my podcast. I had a lot of different guests. I had some epic guests on here, I will say. And then in the last, I guess, 3 or 4 years, my husband, CG Wolf, became my co-host. So I do appreciate all the forms Invasion of Privacy has taken. I've had this podcast for a decade, and I think that's pretty awesome. So thank you all for listening. And now I will get into some of these topics I would like to discuss. The first one is about cryptids. Cryptids are basically paranormal beings. You got Bigfoot, Mothman, Skinwalkers. I believe all these things are real. You all know this. I would love to get out into the field eventually and really try to find these beings, but you have to be very careful when you go to try to find them. CG and I have gone with Chris Kelly, I'd say about 3 or 4 times, and we believe, or at least I believe, and Chris believes that we did get interactions and sounds back from Bigfoot. CG is less sure if we did. We discussed this more on the newer podcast on Playing with the Paranormal. But I really do think that they're out there and wanting to interact. I think the energy you put out into the universe, you get back. So a lot of these creatures, they can feel energy. And if you're coming out there aggressively, they will come back at you in that manner. So really, if you're going to go and look for different cryptids, really be mindful of your energy and your intention while doing so. But we will be talking a lot about those kinds of paranormal beings and a bunch of different conspiracy theories. A lot of these conspiracy theories are coming true, by the way, like Epstein Island. I had been hearing for, I guess, about 15 years that there are islands, because there are more than just Epstein's Island, that unfortunately have not just sex trafficking, but I am going to say that they are doing blood sacrifices, eating babies, and a lot more. I will also be discussing that on Playing with the Paranormal in detail, probably over the whole course of that podcast, because it ties into just how much information is suppressed and how much is hidden, not just by the government, but by elites and people of power. It's a parasitic energy. And hopefully those of us really waking up and not conforming will be able to create a whole new earth, a new way of being. That's what I still hope and think. The Hopi prophecy, the Book of Enoch, there are different prophecies out there that discuss the holy ones, awakened people of all races and cultures and belief systems coming together to create a whole new world and society. And I pray that will happen. I also feel that a lot of celebrities, I will not say every celebrity, but a lot of celebrities are either participating in heinous acts or are aware and are scared to speak up. So, you know, there's a very high cost of fame. And I just hope right now people are going within and really thinking about what they want their souls to be like. Do they want to hold on to their souls and their hearts? Do they want to lead from there? Or are they more ego-based, wanting success and money? And all that stuff is great. But when it's not in alignment with your soul and your heart, you are not having true success, at least in my opinion. And it's not going to feel good. You want to create a manifested life that is aligned with the soul. And as you all know, I still read tarot cards and give tarot healing. So at the end of this podcast, I'm going to pull at least one card for all of us so we can end on that. And this is going to be a shorter episode. I really wanted to make everyone aware that I have a new podcast and to head on over to there if you are interested in things like the paranormal, conspiracy theories. And we will be talking about some other random topics, but it will be mostly paranormal, spirituality kind of stuff. I do think that the times are going to get crazier and crazier. It's very, very important that we learn to surrender to the universe, God, goddess, whatever you want to call that source energy. It's really important that you surrender, because sometimes our ego just is like, no, this is how my life is supposed to be. It should be like this. It should be like that. But the truth is, I think the universe has a way bigger, deeper plan, and it's usually easier to surrender and go with it. It's also very important right now to speak up. Truly, speak your truth, speak your emotions. The truth is often in the gray area. And that's why I love non-duality, because it's about holding paradoxes and really being able to be in the complications of life and your feelings. And trust me, I still get triggered all the time, but it's about learning how to stay with yourself, ride the waves of your emotions, and then really communicating where you're at. And usually where most people are at is in a gray area, because life is very complex, isn't it? And I think a lot of you know, because a lot of you've been listening to my podcast for a long time, and I think you can probably hear the different stages of life I went through. When I listen to some of my older episodes, I obviously cringe when I hear myself, but even the way I talk kind of changed. I believe I sounded a lot more frantic or something. My energy was less calm, and I think now it's calmer. I don't want to speak for myself. You guys, if you want to go listen to older episodes and tell me what you think, but I definitely feel a lot more anchored in my body, in my system in general. I really do think in all the universes, my physical universe, emotional and spiritual universes, I've been doing a lot of work going within. I still believe in twin flames. I believe that my husband is my twin flame. I think that using everything as your mirror, whether it's your twin flame or just your close friends or just anyone, using them as a mirror is so important, because it's so easy to see ugly or annoying parts in others, but it's really just an opportunity to go within and look at our own parts and the things that are causing friction and rubbing us the wrong way. And I really once again hope that we are able to claim our authentic selves, because We have the lighter parts and the darker parts, but really just starting to look and understand ourselves is the way that we evolve, because we've got a lot of crazy shit going on. I'm not going to get into too much because I do want to save it for the new podcast episodes, because we're going to be talking a lot about this kind of stuff. But I will say I am very upset still with what's going on in Gaza and now in other countries. Obviously, there's stuff, big stuff going on with Iran right now. I have seen the Lego rap videos being put out, and I think they're fantastic. But I'm not completely, quote unquote, siding with Iran because, you know, they're talking about how our government is run by pedophiles in the Lego videos, which I agree with. But, you know, child brides, that's still legal in Iran and a lot of other countries. So it's hard for me to side with any country that's allowing people to marry children. Let's make that illegal everywhere. I know it's supposed to be illegal here in the US, and yet obviously sex trafficking and pedophilia is unfortunately super common and it needs to be stopped. The conversations need to be had, but we also need to stop committing war crimes. And what's going on in Gaza, Syria, Lebanon, Iran, etc. There are so many different war-torn places right now. We need to figure out a way to stop it. And what's going to happen is the real leaders need to step up. Leaders with heart and soul, not willing to conform or sell their souls. And I really hope more and more people, I know there are already a ton of brave people out there, but we need more and more people speaking up, having the difficult conversations at home, with your friends. Our awareness needs to spread, because this is also very much a spiritual war. And when you allow other people's belief systems to enter and you start to believe them, then they can win. And that can't happen. We got to stop conforming. We have to think outside the box and really question what we've known. I mean, just what we've been taught in our history books. First of all, I don't know if this is a rumor or not, but I've heard that Ghislaine Maxwell's father wrote a lot of the history books we grew up with in our school system. So really do a deep dive in the truth of history. We're finding out Christopher Columbus was not the great man I was told he was growing up. We know, obviously, slavery was heinous and evil, but there are details to that that were not shared, like the cannibalism. They turned slaves into furniture. They used babies as bait. There are just so many deeper, darker truths in our history, not just in America's history, but the world's history, that has not been talked about. I believe there are tons of civilizations currently underground. There are underground cities. There are still things like MK Ultra, where there are experiments run by the government that are still going on. And I just feel like, once again, it's awareness. It's a battle of our belief systems. So really don't let other people shut you down, twist your shape into a smaller shape than you really are. This is really about fighting to be who you are and who we are. And we're all multifaceted beings. And I think that's why I love the paranormal, is because we all are paranormal. That's how we're connected to cryptids. So this is really a journey of understanding ourselves and the world we live in. And reality is going to continue to change drastically. Our awareness of what reality is going to change. And I think it's exciting, because right now the vibe is very parasitic, where the elites are running everything. And it's just, we're ready for a change. We're ready for a new way of being. I know I'm ready. And I already brought up MK Ultra, but it was based, okay, so Stranger Things was based on real experiments that were going on. Once again, I'm not going to get too much into it, because our second episode of Playing with the Paranormal, we get into MK Ultra more. But what I do want to say is that there was this big conspiracy after Stranger Things came out that they were going to drop another episode called Conformity Gate. And no, there wasn't another episode. Conformity Gate did not come out. But I think what people were picking up on is that we are living Conformity Gate in real life. A lot of us were kind of trapped in the matrix where a lot of us do not enjoy our 9-to-5 jobs. Some people love their jobs and that's wonderful. But for the most part, many are not happy with their lives. They're just struggling to pay their bills. They're living paycheck to paycheck. And life just isn't supposed to be this draining, in my opinion. There's supposed to be a lot more freedom, a lot more fun. As I've said before, this is about following your highest excitement, your highest joy. Yes, I did get that from Bashar, an alien channel who has gotten more and more popular since I first started discussing him, I guess a decade ago. But it really is, you got to listen to your soul. What is exciting you? That's how you know what road you're supposed to walk. And I also want to say karma is real, and karma is a gift to help balance ourselves and regulate the universe. So really pay attention to the vibes that you are putting out there because you will get them back. And I've learned that the easy and the hard way, but I try my best to evolve, listen to the universe, pay attention to the signs of the universe. That can include the noises I'm hearing, different animals that I see or interact with. I love it when I'm outside and a butterfly flies by or I see a cardinal or a blue jay. I mean, there are just so many different signs that the universe gives us to try to wake us up and let us know that it's listening, it's supporting us and trying to help us evolve. And like I said, this is going to be a very short episode. I really just wanted to let you all know that I started a new podcast and to head over and subscribe to it. But now I will pull a tarot card of the day and let's see what it is. Two of Voices. So Two of Voices, this is a particular deck called the Muse deck. So Two of Voices goes to Two of Swords. Many of us are at a crossroads. And those crossroads, it can be about taking the more egoic path, the path of the ego, or deciding to really go within, figure out what's in your soul, what's in your system. And in some ways, you can kind of balance both. I'm not saying everyone should go quit their boring ass job right now and follow their soul. I know that's not really a possibility. But start really opening up different pathways to make sure that your passions are being played with and discovered. If you have buried places within yourself that are aching to be awakened, start exercising those. If you are wanting to draw or paint more, start getting a sketch pad and sketching more. If you wish you could dance again, start wiggling. Check out my friend Jess Grippo. She literally has a business. You can dance again. If you are looking to work out again, go get that gym membership. If you're looking to write that book, start writing. Even if you do this one day a month, because some people are so busy and so tired, they don't have much time to do these things. It's about wiggling a little bit of room so you can open pathways so your highest excitement can be explored. And I also, in this particular card, I see some ravens or crows, and I just love those animals. They represent magic and mystery. And it's just so important, like I was saying before, that we do use our voice, that we speak up, because so many people are living the way they think they should live. And we need to get out of obligations and these hardened belief systems that are ruling our lives and instead create a whole new way of being. I'm going to live from heart. I'm going to live from soul. And I think that's the way to win this quote unquote spiritual war we're in, is not letting other people's belief systems control the way you live. You got to find what's going on with your intuition, what your soul really wants to do, and start figuring out how to live that way. And I really hope we can all keep creating a community of people who speak this kind of language and want to live this way, and also who want to figure out how we can not keep tanking all these fossil fuels, because free energy is available. Once again, I'm not going to go too much into all that, because there are now 11 scientists, nuclear scientists, that have gone missing. We're going to be addressing that in some future Playing with the Paranormal episodes, so you can listen to my take on that there. But I just want to say, once again, thank you to everyone who has listened to Invasion of Privacy, whether you have listened for the full decade or you just recently came to start listening. Also, there was a time when I was podcasting a ton by myself, and I know some of those podcasts went off the rails. I certainly had my journey posted on these things. I really put myself out there. And trust me, I think a lot of the stuff is cringe, but I think it's important to allow yourself the journey of evolving and changing and growing. And sometimes I'll have flashes of jokes or raps that I put out that I was like, oh my God, that's so shameful. How could I do that? But I give myself the grace and I say, all right, that's where I was in the moment. And I do plan on putting out more music at some point when it makes sense. It'll probably have a different vibe. It will definitely have a different vibe than what I put out there before. But I think it's important to express yourself and let the inner artist within create and explore. And I'm definitely proud that I have been doing that, even though, yes, some of my past episodes and jokes do cause me some shame to this day. I'm still happy that I was a stand-up comedian. I haven't done stand-up comedy in months, and I do plan on doing that again as well. But my Lyme disease has definitely made me very bedridden at times, so I had to choose where my energy goes. And for right now, it's all kind of going into the Playing with the Paranormal podcast. And for those of you who do come over to check that out and subscribe, I really hope you enjoy it. I will put a ton of work and heart into it. And I wish you all an amazing day. And I hope your journey continues to unfold in the most magical and unexpected ways ever. If you'd like a healing, you can email me kwolf27@gmail.com. I am on TikTok and Instagram at the Kate Wolf. And once again, please subscribe to Playing with the Paranormal. Bye.